Our scripture this morning is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Well, good morning. Glad you're here today. Before I get started, I just want to mention the title of the sermon is All About Jesus, Part 10. Thanks in Jesus. Does anybody remember the part it was last time? Last time was 13. So why are we going backwards? This is a sermon series that is do as you go. And I had 10 prepared and some other topic came up that I thought was more important. I had 12 prepared, and I had another topic that I needed to present, and that was around Christmas time. So we're just doing as we're going. So part 10, next time will be part 12, and then we'll be caught up. The other thing is about this text that Mark read. How many know the shortest Bible text in the Bible? Jesus wept. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 has that one tied, rejoice evermore. And Jesus weeps for us, doesn't he? Okay, this sermon is about giving thanks. And it comes from the story in Luke 17, verses 11 through 19. This is a story that I have quoted gobs of times. Barb probably thinks I quote it too much. To encourage my family members and other people of the importance of giving thanks. Thanks is not just for Thanksgiving. It should be a daily occurrence. In fact, it should be done multiple times daily. This story in Luke 17 is about the 10 lepers that were healed by Jesus. Leprosy in Bible times was like cancer is today. It was quite often fatal, and this story hits me right between the eyes because, first, Barb had colon cancer, then one of my daughters had thyroid cancer, and another daughter had breast cancer, and just recently another daughter had the beginnings of thyroid cancer, which luckily was stomped out before it got anywhere. And last year, I had colon cancer myself. And going through it is reliving Psalms 23, walking in the valley of the shadow of death. If you have also experienced that C word personally, you can understand what my family and I and those 10 lepers experienced. I heard it said, in order to offer thanks, one needs to think. When you thank someone, it is preceded by meditating on what you are thankful for, and then you want to express that. The opposite is true. People who don't thank, don't think. Because if you consider all the things that God has done for us, it is mind-boggling. I want to prove to you that the saying, in order to give thanks, one has to think, is true. Joey gets a very nice train set from his grandma. He loves it and he plays with it a lot. He turns to Grammy and says, thank you so much. I love it. Well, in response to that, someone said, isn't that thoughtful of Joey? Yes, it was. He thought about what he was given, and he thanked Grandma for it. He was full of thought. He was full of thinking. Now that said, the opposite is true. If people don't thank, they don't think. I am not going to use a name for this one, so I will just call him Joey's cousin. Cousin received a very nice train set from his grandma, and he loved it. He played with it and got tons of pleasure from it, but cousin didn't say one word of thanks to Grammy. Well, someone eventually says, boy, He sure was unthoughtful. Yes, he was. He had no thoughts to where the gift came from and no thoughts of expressing thankfulness. Simply, he did not even think. Now I'm going to read Luke 17:11-19. As it happened, as he, Jesus, went to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves to the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Why do you think they shouted at each other? Because they were not to get close to each other. They had probably more than 6 feet separation, didn't they? Yeah. It was quite contagious. Did you know quite often when the Lord tells you to do something, the miracle occurs when you take the first steps to do what he has told you to do. In going and obeying, they were cleansed. I have heard Wendell Davis say in an elders' meeting, take the first steps and then see what the Lord can do for you. The angel said to Peter, arise. When the angel said, arise, the chains were still there. When Peter made the first effort to get up, the chains fell off. One time, Jesus said to a man that had not walked in 38 years, arise. And as the man attempted to get up, the miracle took place. In going, they were cleansed. They didn't wait until they saw that they had a reason for going by being healed from leprosy. They acted on his command, and then they had a reason. Verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell on his knees on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the other 9? There are not any found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. This story and the percentages are indicative of the number of people who return thanks to God. Pretty poor, isn't it? And what is interesting is, the one that did return and give thanks was not even a member of the church. And that man was the one that took the time to express thanks. Why was he willing to express thanks for what Jesus did? Do you think that the other 9 were not grateful for their healing of leprosy by Jesus? I'm sure they were. Sometimes we are afraid to say thank you because we are afraid the blessing will go away. The other one was so overwhelmed with love that he was compelled to return thanks. Did you know that when you return gratitude for a gift, you pave the way for another gift? I mean, all my grandchildren have learned that from an early age. Thanks, Grampy, for the cookie. You're welcome. Do you want another one? Yes, yes. And they will keep saying thanks all night. Giving thanks paved the way for the giver to want to give another benefit. People will work harder for somebody who is appreciative of what they do. When I assist the Lord in helping someone get better, I can't wait to help them again. There was this pastor who always said nice things about people and told them that he appreciated them for whatever he could think of. You know what? People came back Sabbath after Sabbath to hear all the nice things that the pastor told them personally, the things about them that he was personally thankful for. People like to be appreciated. And do you know how they feel appreciated? You tell them verbally. You can even tell them in writing. I also think thankful people live longer. All of my patients that live 98 or older are very thankful patients, and I can't wait to see them again because they make me feel so good telling me what they appreciate and are thankful for. It is like they can't wait to see me also to share something new that they are thankful for. Word is out from the post office that every year they get letters written to Santa Claus asking him for what they want. And this post office person went on to say that less than 1 in 1,000 sends Santa a letter thanking him for what they received. Similar statistics to the 1 out of 10 that come back to thank Jesus for being healed. Now, is God asking us to remember everything that he has done for us? We can't remember everything. Psalm 103, 1 through 5 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals your diseases, who redeemed all your life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth with all good things, that your youth is renewed like eagles." It says here, "and forget not all his benefits." You may not remember everything for which you should thank God, but let us not forget them either. If one pops into our mind, thank the Lord. Have you ever thought that we should spend as much time thanking God for his benefits as we do asking God for them? Do you remember the story in 2 Kings of that non-church member, foreigner, Naaman, who was healed from leprosy? He is at the Jordan River. The Bible says that he dipped himself 7 times according to the saying of the man of God, which is Elisha, the prophet, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Now he was at the Jordan River, and he was on his way back to Damascus when his soldiers persuaded him to wash and obey and be cleansed. It was 25 miles in the opposite direction of his home to go to Samaria, where Elisha was. He mounted his horse and he rode 25 miles. That's 50 miles round trip extra, just to say thank you, not just orally, but to take a gift and do something to say thanks. Elisha wouldn't take it, but it is interesting. He returned thanks at great effort. One thing my parents taught us, Mark can testify to this, is you always send a thank you note to someone that sends you a gift. They did half the work, I'm talking about our parents, by giving us pen and paper and addressing and stamping the envelopes, but they did not let us forget anyone who gave us something. You may not be able to remember everyone, but you should do it as often as you can. When you are thankful, even in the midst of suffering, the suffering is lessened. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, half the time, give thanks. No, all the time, give thanks. How much? All the time. In everything, give thanks. Why? It tells us why. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Wow. When I was first in medical practice, I remember lived about two blocks down the road here. There was this nice old lady with severe deformed rheumatoid arthritis. So much deformed that it made you kind of cringe just to look at her. But she always smiled at me so friendly and never made a complaint, but always was thankful for so many things I couldn't even imagine. So refreshing to hear. Mrs. Gober, who recently died, my first secretary, she would say, "Wow, that is so nice to hear all that she was thankful for, and we never heard a complaint." She lived 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "Be thankful for everything." And you could add this, "Be unthankful for nothing." You can put it this way, you can learn to give thanks even if you don't feel particularly thankful. If God gives a command, he expects obedience, whether or not you are in the mood. Thankfulness, like obedience, is not an emotion. Thankfulness is an intelligent response of gratitude to God. You are told to believe in his forgiveness even though you may not feel forgiven. In the same way, the command is just as clear. You are to be thankful even though you may not feel very thankful. You might say, "Isn't that faking it?" No, that is a response of faith. How many of you as parents taught your children to be thankful, even though they didn't feel like it? Okay, kids, say thank you.
Thank you.
You are doing the right thing. You need to teach them to express thanks because it is the right thing to do, even if they may not feel very thankful. The same way, and I'm going to explain it to you right now, if you are going through a trial, you may be suffering physically or emotionally, but you can still be thankful. There's a story in the Bible about Daniel. Daniel in the Lion's Den, chapter 6. Darius writes a law, or a law was written for Darius, that said, anyone who was caught praying in public was going to be kitty food. It says in Daniel 6:10 that when he knew that the writing was signed, he went to his home in his upper room. He opened his window towards Jerusalem. He knelt down on his knees 3 times a day, and he gave thanks before God as was his custom since his early days. So, do you know what that means? It was not only his custom since his early days, his parents taught him to give thanks to the Lord, but he did it 3 times a day, getting down on his knees and thanking God. Daniel knows he is about to be killed for doing this, but he still gets down on his knees and does what? He thanks God. The first response when we go through trial is we start to whine. And sometimes you come to your senses and say, "Wait a minute, you have too much to be thankful for, and look at you. When the toughness gets going, you whine." And you can whine so much that you can make yourself feel miserable. But if then by choice you may not feel like it is, but if you begin to direct your attention to the many blessings you have, you may be suffering physically, you may be suffering financially, or whatever the crisis may be, but you can find that blessings are so enormous, and you thank the Lord that you are not getting what you deserve. What is the penalty of sin? Death. How many dead people are here? The reason that we are alive is by virtue of the sacrifice that Jesus has made for you. And that is something to be thankful for. Amen. Leviticus 22:29 says, "And when you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, make your thanksgiving your own free will." Now you may not feel like it, but no one can force you to give a gift of thanksgiving. There are several ways to give a gift of thanksgiving, and one of them is verbally. Some of the things to thank the Lord for is the little things. Do only the big things in life count as something to give thanks for? Let's be nuts about the little things in life because God cares about the little things too. Are you appreciative for all the little conveniences that surround you? Psalm 35:18 says, I will give thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people. It is important that we thank God publicly, but also when we are in secular environments, say thanks, God. Don't be ashamed to publicly give God thanks for your food in secular occasions. Do it as a habit, like Daniel did. Every time we eat, in public or in private, it should be our habit to thank God for our food. God does send his blessings to those who thank him or not, because God is a giving God. A lot of people get blessings from God, but they don't thank him, but he gives them anyway. But like the 10 lepers, God made an issue about the one that gave thanks to him. You see, in this story, thanksgiving is a form of praise. And when we give thanks, we are praising God. You identify the specifics for which you are thankful. That is how you praise God. I went to the hospital, made rounds one day, where this lady was suffering from congestive heart failure. She looked so miserable and hurting and shortness of breath and just plain suffering. And I said, good morning, how are you doing? She said, Dr. Luke, I want to tell you that I have so much to be thankful for. And she named a bunch of things off. Have you ever considered that there is no situation that the devil can hurt you through and take away your thankfulness? I'm going to repeat that. Have you ever considered that there is no situation that the devil can hurt you through and take away your thankfulness? And I'll explain why. Do you want your last words on earth complaining or praising God and giving him thanks? Sounds easy, but it is not. But you get there by practicing your thankfulness to God in all things. How many of you enjoy when your little children say, thank you? Love to hear it. How much more does God enjoy it when we say, thank you to God? The blessing is not for him, but it comes back to you. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. If someone gives you a gift, don't you want to say thank you? This gift from God is everlasting. What gift is better than that? That gift was purchased with what? God's Son. Do you thank him often for that? Every time when you thank someone for a gift, that thing was refreshed in your mind. Every time you thank God for salvation, it revives your awareness of what Jesus saved you from. You should thank him every day. There's a story of these workers in Germany that were building this tall church. You ever seen those real tall church spires? They were up on the roof finishing up the masonry, and one of them lost his footing and slipped down the siding and fell 100 feet below. His comrades scrambled off the roof down to where he had fallen and expected him to be dead or his body all broken, and they found the dead sheep. He had slid off the roof and landed on a lamb that was grazing down below that absorbed his fall. And it instantly killed the lamb, but it insulated his crash. As an expression of gratitude, there in front of that church in Germany, the mason erected a sheep as an expression of his thanks. Well, you and I are heading for destruction, and somebody broke our fall. For God so loved the world that God sent his only Son. Jesus is the Lamb that broke our fall. Are you thankful for that? Or do you get to the place where you take it for granted? Or maybe you don't even believe that is what Jesus did. It is possible that you and I, like these 9 leopards, took the healing of leprosy for granted and forgot to say, thank you, and they went on their way. Do you take God's blessing for granted? He loves everybody. If anyone should be thankful, it should be you or I. The reason to be thankful is we are saved from death and destruction and sin. Amen? If you have something to be thankful for, prove it and give thanks to God and man. Dear God, thank you for all that you've done. The best thing you've done is to give us a chance for eternal life and to take away our sins. And we look forward to being in heaven with you and personally see, touch, and hear from the person that gave us this great gift. And we thank you for it in thy holy name. Amen.